ample space for communities. There could be even some incubator space in there potentially for, you know, burgeoning entrepreneurs who might want to, you know, utilize an opportunity. It could be, you know, bike rental or something like that. There's a lot of different options and things. Storage certainly is important, and meeting space and things like that we recognize. But the idea was, if we could repurpose the community center to really fulfill the need of the pavilion as well as the restrooms, then we could potentially really open up, you know, the gateway and the view from Main Street even more between Town Hall and the community center. And that, you know, just sort of opens up that view corridor into the core of the town square itself. In both cases, we're preserving the heritage trees that are on the south side of the ice rink. Everybody loves those, and there's some really great opportunities. We can do things underneath those trees, whether, again, it's some natural play elements for kids, or public art, or some display gardens, or things like that. Some of the feedback that we got on this option was they kind of liked the organic shapes, at least in plan, felt a little softer, still functional, but yet there were some response to the amount of like floral beds and things that are shown here in this plan. Just from, I think, a maintenance standpoint, a little bit of concern that maybe biting off a little too much we may not be able to take care of. So again, that economic responsibility sort of checkbox, right, to say, hey, we want to make sure that we're not doing something that you can't, first of all, take care of, right, and you can't maintain over a long time. So those are the kinds of feedback that we really enjoy getting, because it does help drive, you know, a design in the end. Next slide. These are some similar 3D views. Same view from the northwest corner. And you can see that sweeping radial promenade that works its way from Main Street 100 North. This is that iconic kind of windmill element that we showed here. That's where the existing tennis court is today. And so, that again, we wanted to throw something out there like that to see if there was interest in some iconic element. And again, the windmill maybe not so much, but the idea of some element that makes a statement like that, people were supportive of it. Next slide. So this is the Main Street gateway. So again, this is repurposing, reimagining the community center to open this up a little bit wider than it is today between Town Hall. So again, you can see how much more this opens up. You can see the central plaza with the open air pavilion in the center. So again, trying to visualize that a little bit as you're driving along or walking along Main Street, you know, that this really opens up again and starts feeling a lot more part of that vibrant Main Street experience. Next. And then this is the gateway from the east side of Town Square. Again, that gateway is sort of centered on the ice rink. There's a sort of heritage flagpole area, and then with the great views to the mountains from the pavilion in the center plaza. Next. So that's kind of a quick overview. I'm not going to take too long, but I'll give you a sense of how we've been presenting these ideas and thoughts, you know, to the working group, and the steering and stakeholder group, as well as the comments.
Thank you. Yeah, so Jeff and JC have been in on most of these meetings, as have I, and Cortland and Luke. Questions that you folks have on process or where we're at now or anything? Kevin, go ahead.
If it's okay, I'm going to share some comments.
Sure.
And let me preface the comments. You know, understanding the design process, it's very easy to critique versus is create. So I respect that. And in no particular order on this, can you go back to at least one of the site plans? Yeah, that one's fine. I think it was great in terms of the long-term vision. You know, we focus on the design, but you know, what's going to be the future around that? I see some kind of pluses and minuses between the two plans in terms of that pedestrian traffic, if you will. Because the one that's more rectilinear, right, that has kind of the feeding, if you will, the pedestrian traffic right at the center, maybe kind of leading right to nowhere, where unless you have a crosswalk there, right, to leading to the cross. So
sorry, Kevin, can you
I'm
talk
sorry.
Into the microphone?
I apologize.
The people on Zoom can't hear.
So I do like the links there in terms of the traffic, the pedestrian traffic here, because you're more apt to have, you know, you're going to have crosswalks at these intersections here. So they make a very obvious connection there, and then also to the park. That makes a lot of sense. The other one just leads to kind of the mid-block, and is that going to be practical in terms of needing to add a crosswalk right in the middle of a block? You know, the rectilinear one on the north.
You're talking about the one on north?
I'm going back to the rectilinear plan. Right there. So, yeah, the one on the north just leads up there and stops. It's kind of like, what is it leading to? And if there's retail on across the street, we're going to have a crosswalk. And is that the right thing to do, a crosswalk right in the middle of a block?
The one thing about that, though, is that right now we have all that parking along the town square there that people don't use, especially in the winter much, because there isn't walkability to it.
Well, I agree. There's kind of a plus and a minus, but so that was just kind of one observation, and I clearly see this, you know, long term around the perimeter is, you know, potentially being all retail, and therefore, are we going to also want to encourage pedestrian traffic around, not just necessarily the square itself, but also on the other side of the street with the retail, and how that all kind of plays and fits in long term. As it pertains to that, I completely understand the benefit of that, all those, that line of trees there on the west side. At the same time, again, I'm visioning down the road, if this is all retail and pedestrian traffic around there, are we now blocking, you know, an important side of retail and businesses there?
Can I add to that? My concern with those trees is they're talking about sitting and watching and being able to see the mountains, but we're going to cover with a wall of trees. So you're not going to see the mountains if we put up big trees.
And it's understandable in design. It's a give or take, you know, you solve this problem, now you create this one. And so just long term, I always envision in terms of that concrete drainage ditch that we have running through there, that again, using the example, you know, in visiting Switzerland and areas like that, that would be kind of lined with stone, if you will, to kind of make it look a little more authentic. You mentioned about having to address parking ultimately, and I think these, whatever plan is done, needs to kind of link into the future on where we think additional parking might be added and needed. And the only other question is just on the process, I guess, is, I agree, I guess 147 respondents is pretty good. Boy, but it sure would be nice to be able to have much greater numbers of community involvement. I'd hate to go down this process and then so many people feel surprised or didn't follow this and didn't provide input and didn't participate. So I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, in the last 4 years, we've had multiple surveys. We've had, not just on this, I'm talking about other things. And we've virtually used the exact same methods for this as we've done for those other things, right? So open space surveys, trail surveys, and it's just, you know, you can lead the horse to water, right, but you can't make a drink. And in my opinion, I just don't think I mean, we did everything the same. We did banners, we did social media, we did Facebook stuff.
Well, I would say we probably also did a little more because we did form stakeholder groups of people who were concerned about Town Square and actively let them participate at a much higher level, but the general public didn't care.
That's the sense I got.
Yeah, and just to add to that, I mean, not only did I think we do the same but better and more, we repeatedly revisited that and said, well, let's go longer. Well, let's try again. Well, let's, you know.
Yeah.
And we're still doing that. But like she said, I mean, there's only so much you can do. And I think there are some people who care, but there's probably a number who don't care enough to participate.
Mm-hmm. The hard part is they don't care until it's done and they don't like
that,
it. And
that's when they'll speak up and say, I didn't get a chance to participate.
Yeah, but why didn't I know?
But
yep.
On some level, there were many, many chances. So yeah. I really don't know. I mean, the bottom line is, yeah, we agree, and I think we need to continue to do our best. But if it doesn't get the response, I don't know what else we could do.
And I agree, and I'm sure that's being done, is just err on the side of overreaching and giving that opportunity as best we can.
Which, after the public hearing, we got, I don't know, Luke, what'd you say, a half a dozen emails or so of people said, hey, I couldn't make it to either one of the public meetings. So that's when we said, okay, we'll put the designs online. We put up banners that you could go comment online if you missed a meeting. And in those meetings, we had total about 60, 70 people between the two meetings. And they're not the same.
Signed in. I know we had some floating.
Yeah. Those are the ones, yeah, they just signed in. And we didn't see much overlap at all. In other words, did people email in comments and then come to the public hearing and then participate in the survey? Did we see those same names? Or although on the survey we didn't have names, right? Or did we?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we did.
No. Mm-hmm. So there could be some. Anyway, my point being, we opened it back up a couple of times, and for whatever reason, you know, I just don't know that people were panicked about it. I think they knew we weren't looking to, you know, nuke the whole square and start over, so I don't think we had that level of angst about it. And maybe where we'll start to see more public comment, this is the thought that I've kind of been wondering, when a final version is presented based on all the comments we've had and based on the hybrid components of these two different plans, and we put that out there, maybe we'll get some more input. And when we put out price tags, and when should we do this item and when should we do this item, maybe,
and
we'll get some more.
I think to that point, where we're at in the process, we're not really committed to anything.
Right.
So we have
no
a couple concepts.
Concerned. Yeah.
It's up to us to say, okay, what do we want the final version to be? And I think even when we say there's a final version, we're not locked into that. We have a plan, and now do we decide to follow the plan 100% or 90% or...
Yeah. We have to have the money.
The money, I think, I've always maintained is going to be the hardest part. We could make a plan.
Yeah.
Paying for that plan is a 10 to 20-year project.
One other suggestion, if I could, Mayor, that I think would be helpful not only for us, but I think the public as well. What I'm thinking might be helpful is, in addition to the plan for the square, and I know this is just kind of a vision, it would be nice to kind of address what's the vision for the properties around it. Because we're talking about, you know, if we really want this to really tie into what is envisioned for that area in the future, seeing both together instead of just a plan inserted into what's existing there now will help to kind of lack of words here. We'll be able to kind of understand that the connections are the right connections, for example, that everything is being done not just by itself within the square, but completely being responsive to the future of what's possibly seen.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, the trick